B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
What up?
Hello?
It's a bit of a poseur, you ask me.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know why I'm even happy, because it's a freaking miserable time. We got a storm coming, and you got no football. Well, no Eagles football. Yeah. And, you know, Flyers win. I want Jack Hughes. The kid's good. That's a good thing.
You mean the kid, the goalie?
Yeah, Carter Hart is good. Yeah. I feel awkward with being upset that they won. They get hat tricks twice this week, which is amazing.
JVR
and Couturier last night, which is great.
By the way, first time back-to-back hat trick since 2002. Mark Recchi and Tom LeClaire.
Dude, I would have made that a trivia question.
I tweeted it out already.
No, to me, you could have made that. I don't want to know the answer.
Nah.
I love the hat trick trivia question.
Yeah, you
I do.
The Andy Gilmore one?
Yes, man. Gene Hart used to say it all the time. I feel kind of awkward being unhappy that they won, but I don't want to go through this anymore. I don't want to go through this cycle where they bounce back and like, oh, look at this.
False Messiah.
And they're really not good.
Yeah.
Like, they need help.
See, that's a misnomer, I think. That's a fan thing where they say, oh, they won 4 out of 5. Now the front office thinks they're good. No, the front office isn't dumb. They're not. They're actually smarter than the fans. And they know what they have, and they know what they need help.
Listen, yeah. I agree with that. Except, I want the kid. And the more games you win, the less likely you're going to get Jack Hughes.
Okay, then you need to send Carter Hart down.
Okay, no problem.
And play Mike McKenna. And then don't complain about getting your ass handed to you 7-2.
And do I complain about that?
No, I'm talking in general. I'm not talking about you.
No, I would do that. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I know enough of the kid that makes me feel good. I think the kid's good. I think the kid's legitimately good and will get better. I think
I think he's legitimate, really good.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and he's going to be special.
Right, he's going to get better. I think I'm saying, I think you have your goalie, right?
Yep, you have a future.
So, I got my goalie, and that's great. So, now I go, what do I want? I want the stud, all right? I want a stud, and I don't need to win this year. I'm not going to win this year. And I'm sorry for Coots and Jakey. And
JVR.
You know what? I want to lose, all right? And I know it's antithetical. It's what we argued about with the process. But the only way to get true talent in here is to be bad, not be mediocre.
Yeah, draft at the top of a draft. That's where the best talent is. And there's two guys this year. It's not just Jack Hughes. He's the consensus one, but there's Kapo.
Kaka.
Yeah, no, he's a good player, Anthony.
He is, but he's not Jack Hughes, though.
Yeah, well, he's the second guy. And look, was Patrick Laine Austin Matthews? No. But it doesn't mean he's no good. But you only get an 18.5% chance.
Jack Hughes also is
an American.
Yes.
Right?
It's true. I want,
Florida kid.
Like, I want a face. Not to say the Kaka can't be the face, but more often than not, the Kaka, like, the Russian can be the face. He's a Swede, right?
Kako?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's, I gotta look
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, Kapanen, what's Kapanen? Sammy's a, same, it's.
Is he a Finn? Swede?
It might be a Finn.
Yeah, all those Norwegians.
It's a Swede or a Finn, yeah, but. Yeah. The idea, usually, historically, by nature, the Russian can be the leader, can be the main guy.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Russian captains, you know.
Well, I'm saying not he could be
he's a Finn, though.
He can be the big-time guy, all right? Like, the Russian.
Yeah, he can be the face of a team.
Like, Ovechkin's still the face. He's not the leader, but he's the face. Yeah, agree?
No question.
All right. The Finn is usually not the face.
It's just not their disposition, is what.
Teemu Selanne,
Selanne, not salami.
I said Selanne.
I think you said salami. I was getting. No. I'm kind of hungry for a sandwich. All
they blended in the Teemu and Selanne.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't really like
salami. Your ass.
but it's a conundrum because you go, okay, do you want to see guys play well that you know like Konechny and Nolan Patrick and those guys. Or do you want to see them not have a good second half of the season so you can get the best chance to draft Jack Hughes? You know, I look across the street and I look across the river and I go, okay, the Sixers. They did it for 4 years purposely. Now, it's easier to tank in that sport, Anthony, because there's less guys that play per game. And one player means more in that sport than any other sport. Because you play five guys on the floor, and in basketball, you is a control sport, is what I call it, and you can control a game with ball, like a guy can physically hold the ball.
Yeah, but
isolate.
But you're not telling guys to tank. You're just putting a team on, a not good enough team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the point guard is important, but I bring this up for a reason. So it's not just to talk hockey, although it's a nice little
respite
to hockey to open the show. I bring it up as a part of a larger picture. Yesterday, we got a phone call. We're going to play it later on a little bit. Where an Eagles fan, younger guy in his early 30s, talking about his father, who probably was a nasty SOB, right? Like when it comes to sports. Hey, that guy's a bum. He's an old dude. And so the generation and how we are as a sports fan base has altered and changed.
Big time.
And I want to get into this today as a big of a larger subject.
Yeah, it kind of jumps a little bit off the Alshon thing.
And like the older guys hated the process. Like I know, in fact, Andrew, our fine producer, his dad hated the process, right?
Yes, he was completely against it.
And I understand, listen, losing on purpose or setting up your team to lose is really antithetical to sports.
It's a violation, matter of fact.
Right, like you hate it too.
Yeah, I hate the mentality because I can't. You never tell the guys that you're setting out there to play to not perform at their peak.
But you're not doing that. You're not telling guys you're putting inferior talent. Correct.
With hopes of losing, it still makes. You see me? I'm squirming right now. Like, that makes me squirm.
I know. Like you're like, hey, don't do it.
Yeah, but the Sixers.
It's better for the long term health of your franchise.
Okay, I get that, and I know the Sixers did it for 4 years, and I know there was a kid when the tank started that was in high school. He was a freshman, and then it went on for 4 years, and he graduated high school, and he saw Isaiah Cannon, and he saw this crap that the Sixers threw on the floor. They missed. They kicked out a whole generation of fans. You know, there's kids that went through high school that had no team to watch.
If they were in purgatory, that would have been good?
No, it's not the Sixers' fault. It's the league's fault.
Well,
that you have to do that to get better.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You're going to have, it's what it is in sports. You have your upper echelon, you have your mediocre, and you have your very bad.
Yeah, but in that
league, mediocre doesn't do anything for you.
In that league and at that time, you just had to... You had to go through what the Sixers did to be able to get there. That's one approach. Now, I think it's changing a little bit because I think you see these guys with the opt-out of contracts and Paul George and LeBron does it every 2 years and Kawhi's going to be available. And they're starting to make that. So, it used to be, hey, you're strapped into a five-year contract or six-year contract. It's not happening with star players.
The problem is the star players are moving, but they're all moving together.
Yeah, and they're colluding. So that's
not good.
Yeah, that's not good. And you get these super teams. So the gap between the haves and have nots.
Makes it worse.
Yeah, well, the gap between the haves and have nots is even more pronounced. And the sexy markets, the non sexy markets, have no chance. They don't have a chance.
I mean, if New York is a sexy market, it's got no chance.
Yeah, but this offseason, they're going to probably compile a few guys.
Yeah, but they haven't had a chance for. They haven't been good since I was working
there. Well, they had a bunch of boobs running it with Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, but they haven't been good since I was working there in the 90s.
Yeah, but look at L.A. I mean, they attract everybody. They're going to attract stars out in L.A. I don't know. The point is about.
The idea of what our ideals, IDEALS, are as a sports fan.
You and I are in the middle of the gap here. There's a divide between the really old school fans and then the new generation of fans. And I think we're kind of in the middle ground.
I agree, but I skew more toward the younger generation of fans.
In some aspects, I believe that you do. In some aspects, I believe that you don't. Analytically, no way. You're old school. You'd rather wipe your keister with an analytic sheet.
No, it's just not my religion. There's a difference between utilizing as a tool and a religion.
Yeah, I think it should be a tool too. I agree with you. But there is a divide in how to kind of, I was saying this to you before. This year, there is no doubt in my mind, we gave the Eagles a pass. They got a pass.
Yeah, and a pass?
They got a pass.
I thought we were
total
pretty harsh
pass
on them at certain time.
All said and done, Anthony. Alshon got a standing ovation. We gave
them
a pass.
They won the Super Bowl.
No, they didn't. They won the Super Bowl last year. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's coming up in a couple weeks. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but we gave them a pass. And look, I get why we did it. They were great, and it was tough this year, the injuries and everything that happened. And, you know, Nick Foles had to come in again. I get all that. That's the part of the equation. But the fact of the matter is, if we didn't win a Super Bowl last year, they wouldn't have got a pass this year. That's just the fact. So are we going to be back to normal next year?
Yeah, because you know why? Because they something that hadn't been done in this town in 52 years. Forever.
Yeah, look, I know. I get why. I'm not blaming people for giving the pass. We all kept saying, oh, we're back to normal now because we're being critical. But it all turned out to be baloney. Because when the season ended in the way it
shouldn't
did.
You shouldn't hang these guys up.
And I agree. I get that. But are we going to be back to normal next year? Or next year is the excuse going to be, well, we won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Well, it sounds like you wanted more harsh criticism.
I don't have it.
It's like yesterday with the Alshon stuff. Like, you wanted, you know, there was a party. I read through it.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, why are you getting that overboard cheer?
That's soft. It was soft.
Yeah, so, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I'll say evolved.
I'll call your ass as soft if you stood up.
I say evolved. You say soft.
Well, look, it may be evolved, and both can be right, but evolved has turned us into being soft. If my dad were alive today, and he saw it, he'd go, you got to be effing essing me. That's what he would say. You're going to give that guy a standing ovation? When a guy who gets paid to catch that ball right. Catches it all the time.
Let's call quick T.O.
All right.
Let's do a quick T.O. And I want this. I want stories of your father. All right. Like I'm talking to the audience. I want stories of battles with your fellow. There's a lot of guys that like talk about, like I heard it yesterday. The guy talks about his father calling guys bums and
fickle. He's fickle.
Yeah. And we'll play it for you. And I want this battle. I'm curious where we are. And if you are a father, not a mother, but if you're a father.
Hey, how are you going to hand it down?
You know, what do you feel of it? And go ahead, Moms. You can chime in as well. But how do you feel about the climate today? Very interesting.
My dad could just groan through his nose. And I knew he was pissed off that he paid for tickets on that night at the game. Like if they didn't obtain the zone on a power play, he was pissed. Like, and then the word has been lost in sports, in Philadelphia sports. He's a bum.
Yeah, the bum.
610-632-0975. That is the number. That's an okay guy thing. He's a bum. Okay.
Okay.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time. I hope you hit up the line, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages. And it's interesting, Ann, because the rhythm of the football season, the line will go through the kind of same evolution every week. And this time of year, with the Eagle season ending and us jonesing already for Eagle football, it changes.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the bed.
A little too noisy for you, or
yeah, it's too much, over the top.
You know, something a little tamer, and then you bring it down just to take.
Because
see
you
if
know
that
what
helps.
It is. It's no, it's just this. It's too much.
All right, well, because it fosters like aggression.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be all aggression.
Yeah, it can be celebratory.
Yeah, I want it to be all, like, see, this is too much. You can't have heavy metal as the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't select this, mind you. I don't even know who it is, to be honest.
This is my work. If we can change it,
we'll figure something out.
I'm not feeling it, man. It's too, because all it does is promote.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Strife.
It's one note.
Today, I could see on the anticipation for a big game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I want different things. I want, you know, I always thought it was fun for people to stretch their legs a little bit. You do different things.
Let me get a prediction from you before we get to the calls. Do we get a lauding of Carter Hart on the line today?
No.
No? Okay, let's see what we got.
They should.
Blues for Hughes. Blues away.
Just the
what
opposite.
The Flyers. Where was this all earlier this year?
I had that reaction last night. I did. Because I was like, come on, man. Like, you know, it was a good win. I hate feeling like this.
Good
but
team.
I want that kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good win. You beat Boston last night. And you got the second straight hat trick.
Yeah, and the goalie.
Couturier last night.
39 saves.
The kid's good, man.
I mean, when he first came up, they sheltered him from teams like Boston.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay. They didn't shelter him last night.
Well, he played well.
And he was put through a major test against
the kid's good, man.
Good team.
The kid's legit.
That's the best line in hockey, too, that first line for Bergeron.
Yeah, Pasternak, yeah.
Yep, and Marchand, too, yeah. And he stood up last night. Yeah. Gave up two goals and then battled, too, which is even more impressive.
I hate Boston. I hate Boston. Thank you, Flyers. It was a good game.
All right.
It was. It was entertaining last night. Like, it was flying. Like, I was in the building and during the second period when I think they took the 3-2 lead on Couturier's first goal. No, his second goal. The building was getting really crazy and it was getting physical. And it felt like fun hockey again. We haven't seen enough of that.
Like, yes.
People were into it last night.
I agree.
And there was a good crowd there last night, too.
Well, there was a good feel. The last two games were highly entertaining.
The kid, the goal, Carter Hart's putting people's butts in the seats, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that is like the pariah of pariahs in the city, finding the goalie. I mean,
totally. Listen, no, I think the kid's legit, man.
And you find, like, we always try to find the quarterback, but we've had some pretty good quarterbacks along the way, from Jaws to Randall.
Yeah, you haven't had that. You haven't had the HOF guy.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
You've had near misses. Like, all those guys were near misses.
Yeah, McNabb, had he won the Super Bowl, maybe it would have been HOF. It was a little bit more.
Yeah, his numbers weren't good enough for HOF.
Yeah.
Steps guy. My man Charlie on the text board says, what about Star 69?
Yes. That was a little, like, later in my childhood when you could do that. Like, that was, like, probably, like, 89.
People still do it
when
Star 6-9 came out.
Earlier than
people
that.
People still do it.
Yeah, 85.
We get it.
You did Star 69? Yeah.
No, people do it.
Oh, you can still do it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, what people don't understand is that it comes up as such, so I know you're blocking your call, but people do it all the time here.
Well, you know what the other thing is, too, that this younger generation is, first of all, spelling. Like, Andrew and them, they don't know how to spell.
How do you spell?
They spell check. Everything's spell checked, right? He doesn't know how to spell. Like, he'll put up a name up there. Like, what the hell? Or the town. And it's not even close. But anyway, the other thing, you don't know anybody's phone number anymore.
That's true.
Because you don't have to. Because it's a contact on your phone.
That's true. Well, you're right.
I know nobody's phone number.
No.
You used to know you had your buddies, and boom, 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 boom. You knew them all.
That's a great question. That's great. You're right.
I remember my childhood friends growing up, but the other day I was at the pet store.
Right.
And the information's under the fiance's, you know, name and number. What's your fiance's phone number? I'm like, no clue. I'm about to marry this woman.
That's
I have
a great
no
question.
Idea.
No, you know, you're right.
I remember every phone number I had growing up.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have the area code
to
dial.
My friend's numbers.
Remember non-area code dialing? Like,
yes.
Your number was just 7 digits. You didn't have to dial the area code.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
My first number was 436-6372.
That's right.
But I don't know if it was 610 or if it was 215. I think it was 215 back then. Only out of state you had to dial the area code.
Yeah.
What's next?
Damn, Flyers. We scored 7 goals Monday, and now we scored 4 goals tonight with a Coots hat trick. Are we going for the take still, or are we trying to win out?
Well, there's not enough runway to get back into some kind of playoff position.
Nope.
Not in the Eastern. If they were in the Western Conference, yeah, but not in the Eastern Conference. So that's the conundrum. That's the debate you have to have in your head. People say, keep the kid up here. This is great experience for him. Well, if he's up here, you want him to succeed and play well. But if he plays well, you're likely going to win more games, and then you're going to take yourself out of the best mathematical position to get Jack Hughes. So it's like, what do you want to do? Do you send the kid back to the Phantoms and put an inferior goaler in there, Ant, so you can lose games?
Yes.
I'm actually in favor of that because I like to see the kid back at the Phantoms too.
Yeah.
Although I like watching him here. And I'll tell you, my job's a lot easier down there when I do the games when they're winning.
Yeah, but you listen, this is an investment into next year.
Into the future.
You're not going to, and then you're right, and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going anywhere this year. You're not doing anything.
So you got to get something out of it.
Yes. You know, a wasted year is a wasted year.
But don't make it a wasted year with not getting anything out of it.
That's my point.
Yeah. It's a good point. What's next?
Jason, you cannot call this fan base soft for cheering for Alshon at the game. Because you know what?
I didn't.
That dude played hurt in the playoffs 2 years in a row. And when he dropped that pass, hurt like we hurt. Okay, that's blue collar. And we love that kind of stuff.
Stop with the blue collar stupidity. Blue collar. Alshon didn't grow up here, dude. There's a blue collar mentality, first of all. And I didn't call him soft. I'm not calling the fans soft. I'm just saying I wouldn't have stood up and applauded him. I get why people did. And the empathy. And I have empathy for him, too. I played in sports and played awful and cost my team games. Not at that level, obviously. And I felt awful. But, look, I have empathy, but I wouldn't celebrate it like people did. And I'm not there to pick him up. He can go to the bank and get picked up. He gets paid. And he didn't do his job.
He just went, you know, Mickey Mantle won't care about you.
No, but look, I love Alshon. Because he playing with bruised ribs or broken ribs.
But you said he'd go to the bank.
Yeah.
You don't love him that much.
It's not my job to pick him up. He should have made the catch. We could be looking at a football game this weekend in L.A.
All right,
he didn't make the catch.
I
don't care that he dropped one pass.
I enjoyed it.
You were moved by it.
I was.
But you're a guy that loves to bring people together.
I do, yes.
I do too, but I'm not going to celebrate that.
Okay, well, I don't understand how you could say you profess to be one way.
No, I have empathy for the guy, but I don't need to give him a rousing ovation and hit him on the butt.
What's there not to like about that?
It's not that I don't like it. I understand why people did it.
I'm just saying I would bank. To go get picked up.
Well, he can.
But that's harsh.
Yeah, it was a little harsh. You're right. I'll take that part back, all right? I got a little fired up, and maybe I went a little too far.
It's all right.
I'm getting a little fresh.
Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong, but...
It was a little harsh.
I think it's a little cold-blooded, that's all.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle, all the life on being sports fat, you know?
Hey, Brett, you're going to stick up for... Foles in his, 200 and whatever yards he had the other day and that clutch interception he threw in a big game. Oh, wait! You were Mr. Clutch Interception in a big game, so I can see why you'd really like Nick Foles to stay with the Eagles. Go try on some longer jeans, go hawk some 84 stupid flags on cable, and leave us alone, Brett Favre.
Because I can.
Yeah, I had a, that was a conundrum.
That put you right into a really tough spot.
Yeah, because I'm a huge Favre fan. But
you are.
You know, he goes against Carson.
Favre's at the top of your mountain.
Yeah, he's probably my favorite. It's funny because I'm a Rodgers fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love quarterbacks. Marino.
Well, Marino's, they're just phenomenal to watch. It's like watching a really good point guard. You know?
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, the point guard, though, to me, the ultimate point guard quarterback... It's Russell Wilson.
Kind of jumps all over the place.
He'll do whatever.
Yeah.
He throws passes like sidearm, left-handed.
He'll go backwards as much as he goes forward just to get a pass off.
Yeah.
It drives you crazy as a defense playing against
him. He's one of my favorite twos. I like him.
RH Trek on Twitter DMs me. He's got a great one from your childhood. He goes, remember you used to call 1-800-COLLECT?
Yeah.
And it would say, leave your name... After the beep, and you would say, he goes, you would say, Mom, come and get me!
Yeah,
and
then
she wouldn't accept the charge, but you got your message through. That's great. The collect call.
That's right, that was a
collect call from, Mom, come get me!
Yeah, that's great.
What's next?
Hey, man, shout out to Jeffrey Lurie. I mean, when he had that press conference and he said, emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence.
I laughed my ass off. I thought it was a joke. Man, Dougie P, he's legit. He's not the best play caller at times. He's not the best decision maker at times. But man, can he get a room to feel like a family?
Great call. That's true. I agree 100% what he just said.
Yeah.
Because he's not the best, strategist. But that dwarfs the idea of the family that he creates. That's awesome.
Anthony, it's Joel Embiid. I'm going to take it to the hole. and I'm going to jam it down their throat. You know why, Hans? Because I can.
That's such a violation.
No, why is it a violation?
I love this music, by the way. I still haven't watched The Revenant.
You've never seen it?
I have it on my hard drive, but I've never watched it.
Come on.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. It's such a commitment from what I'm told. It's like, what, 3.5 hours, right? 3 hours long.
Dude, you binge watch TV shows. I don't understand these people that go, oh, it's a commitment. You fret over a two and a half hour movie, but you can't watch. But you want to watch 20 hours of binge watch?
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
Come on, man.
Bundy was telling me it's one of his top 5 movies of all time.
Great movie,
and I trust Bundy's judgment on that.
It's a great move.
You got it really way up there for you.
I like it a lot.
So in that category of epics, because it's long,
sweeping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweeping. The cinematography is outrageous.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It's outrageous. Like, you feel like you need a bowl of soup when you're watching this movie.
Wow, wow. Because it's cold?
Uh-huh.
You feel the cold out there?
You feel it. You totally. The cinematography.
It's shot so well that you feel the cold.
It's unreal. Like, you feel like you're in the woods.
That's perfect for me.
In the Northwest.
I'm going to wear a pair of shorts and flip-flops and a
plains.
Tee.
Yeah.
And like a muscle tank
top. No, it feels like it takes you back in the time. You feel like you're,
transports you.
You feels like you're a trapper.
I just wanted to be a trapper. That'd be cool too. Trapping furs.
Yeah, you would be that. You, I could totally see you as a fur trapper.
Yeah, I found my calling.
You actually, if you, you're actually in The Revenant.
I am
one of the main characters. He happens to be the bad guy. Reminds me of you, right? You,
I gotta watch it and figure out who he is.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can figure it out. All right.
Did you say it? Did you say it?
No. I've not seen it.
You haven't seen The Revenant?
No, I'm not a big movie or TV guy in general.
That's right. You're weird.
I am a weird dude.
You're like, I don't know what you do. I mean, like, what do you watch other than sports? Sports is our life. What do you watch?
Not in a way. That's about it. I mean, I watched Breaking Bad, right? Mm-hmm. I watched The Office probably twice, but I'm not a big TV guy.
Wow. And you're not a big movie guy.
Nah, I go home. I walk the dog. I do things around the house. And then
what do you got to do around the house? You don't have any kids. What are you doing? Like, you're not over here piling up laundry?
I like to work on things.
Like what?
What are you, like a tinkerer?
Yeah, some shelving. I like to have some fun in the basement. Some tools.
Oh, man. You are a tool.
Are you real?
Yeah,
dude, really?
I like to act like a man.
Guys?
Yeah.
I like to act like a man.
I put on some music and I go downstairs and I work on some things.
Do ya?
You know?
At 10 o'clock at night you're doing this?
No, that's when the Sixers are on. And then I go to bed.
Jeez.
Staying around like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
I'm a simple person, but you are even more simple than I am.
Yes.
What do you do? Like, you stay up late?
Do I stay up?
What time do you go to sleep?
Well, he gets in early.
Nah, I'll still go to bed around 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I got a new project I'm getting ready to take on.
I'm a 2, 3 a.m.er. I love...
Oh, yeah, you're a night.
You're a man of the night.
Yeah, I love the night.
I got a new project. I'm ripping out my washer and dryer, and they're side by side right now.
Washer and dryer.
And I'm gonna stack them, the washer and dryer.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm gonna build all new shelving and some wainscoting on the wall, make it beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yep. I got my upstairs laundry. That's what I'm gonna do. That's my next project. Then I'm gonna put a new backsplash in the kitchen. You know what that is?
No idea.
You know what the backsplash, like the tile at the backsplash under the cabinets?
No.
Above the countertop, along the wall.
Okay.
You don't know what a backsplash is?
No.
What's next?
What the f*** did I just listen to? I think it was 60 seconds of Jason singing. Never again. It was extremely awkward.
Oh,
I almost had to turn the radio off. Just knock it off.
Too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party.
All right, that's
no
game.
Way I'm disco dancing.
Oh, my.
Here's the good part, Anthony.
Because
I'm a I can't hear myself. You know I hate hearing myself.
I've been here for 5 years. That might have been the creepiest moment of my life here.
Dude, I was...
Anthony looked like he was going to barf.
I was going to leave the room.
Mikey Miss walked in here and goes, that was probably the weirdest thing that's ever happened on the station.
Yeah.
Guys are walking around naked.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.